From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. congressional lawmakers applauded the latest round of U.N. sanctions against North Korea. Republican Ed Royce, the House Foreign Affairs Chairman, said the Achilles heels of North Korea's nuclear program and its ability to obtain the hard currency needed to purchase technology from foreign sources may be in jeopardy.
Years have been wasted as sanctions have been weak, allowing North Korea to access financial resources and build its nuclear and missile programs.
If implemented, the latest UN Security Council sanctions would significantly reduce North Korean access to international currency and fuel needed for its banned ballistic missile and nuclear programs. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting the French Caribbean islands hit by Hurricane Irma earlier this week. Macron spoke to reporters. He said that what happened to St. Martin and St. Bart's was a natural catastrophe and that it could not be compared with other weather events during the last decade. Irma killed at least four people on St. Martin and has caused widespread damage. There were reports of food, fuel, and water shortages, as well as crime. Giacomo Stucci, the head of Italy's Parliamentary Intelligence Commission, says Italy has offered concrete projects to local leaders in Libya to halt migrant trafficking. The Associated Press reported last month that two Libyan militias were being paid by Italy to prevent migrants from crossing the Mediterranean to Europe. Stucci said they tried to deal with institutional representatives in Libya and insisted they were not any of the traffickers. Tens of thousands of migrants are crossing the Mediterranean Sea yearly from Libya to Italy. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar has risen to 370,000. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency calls it an incredibly grave situation. It says many people who have arrived in Bangladesh say their homes and villages were set on fire, forcing them to flee. They report their family members were burned, shot, or slashed to death during flight. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards.
We've got high numbers of unaccompanied and separated children, problems of sexual violence, trauma injuries, bullet wounds. Trauma care is needed. Clinical management of rape, mental health, and other things are needed. It is an extremely serious situation.
The UN Children's Fund reports children, who represent 60% of all refugees, are at the heart of the growing humanitarian crisis. A UNHCR emergency airlift landed Tuesday in the Bangladesh capital, Dhaka, carrying 91 tons of relief. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya's president addressed parliament on Tuesday, but not to a full house. Jill Craig explains from Nairobi.
More drama on the Kenyan election front as incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta opened parliament to an audience of ruling party members only.
I would like to make it abundantly clear that my government will not tolerate anyone intent on disrupting our hard-won peace and stability.
Opposition lawmakers boycotted the proceedings, questioning Kenyatta's mandate following a Supreme Court ruling that nullified the results of the August 8th presidential election. After the ruling, President Kenyatta referred to the court justices as crooks. But the president stuck a different tone on Tuesday, as he called for the three arms of government to respect the will of the people. A few kilometers away from parliament, in the Nairobi slum of Kibera, opposition leader Raila Odinga maintained his position that the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission must be fixed. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The United States will stop issuing certain visas to Eritrean nationals and Ghanaian officials beginning Wednesday. The new restrictions are aimed at four Asian and African nations that have refused to take back citizens who've been deported. The U.S. ambassador to Cambodia on Tuesday described as baseless claims from the country's leader that the United States was involved in an attempt to overthrow the government. The accusation comes after Cambodian authorities arrested leading opposition politician Kem Sokha on September 3rd and charged him with treason in connection with an alleged plot to work with the U.S. to depose Prime Minister Hun Sen. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.